Monkey had been a wise and well-beloved king for over 300 years when he began to worry about the future. The other monkeys laughed at him.
How can we lead a better life than this? We live in a beautiful cave, and we have all the drink and peanuts we want.
But we still have death to fear, replied the Monkey King. Someday Lord Yama, King of the Underworld, will send his messengers for us.
Sure enough, one day, two grim-faced men sneaked up behind Monkey, threw a rope around his neck, and proceeded to drag his soul to the underworld. Monkey decided he wasn't going anywhere. He twisted out of their grasp. Then he grabbed his magic stick. The two messengers went down. Furious, Monkey charged down to the underworld. Hi-yah-hoo! The gods hid. The secretaries cringed, and Monkey charged into the chambers of Lord Yama, King of the Underworld himself. Bring out the Book of the Dead, Monkey demanded. And Lord Yama struggled under the weight of the huge volume. Show me the monkey files! And there on page 73, Monkey saw his own name, Monkey King, age 342, cause of death, too much peanuts.
What?
Monkey ripped out the page and ate it. He cartwheeled his way out of hell, went back to the monkey cave, and called for a 30-dish banquet. Meanwhile, up in heaven, the Jade Emperor was listening to complaints from the King of Hell.
Monkey ruined my sacred death files. He tore out page 73 and ate it.
The Jade Emperor called together a meeting of all the gods and goddesses.
We've got a problem. Monkey refuses to die. He's torn his name from the Book of the Dead and terrorized the King of Hell. He has violated the law of order in the universe.
The Gold Star Goddess said,
I've got an idea. Let's bring Monkey up here where we can keep an eye on him. We'll have him clean out the stables of the heavenly horses, but we'll give him a fancy title.
So Monkey became captain of the heavenly horses. He took his job quite seriously. One day as Monkey was buffing one of the horses, he thought aloud,
I wonder when's payday.
Payday, said the horse. There's no payday. You're just here to brush me down and shovel my heavenly horse manure.
I'm no stable boy, bellowed Monkey.
And he threw the heavenly horse manure all over, kicked open the door, and sent the horses running wild. Then he stormed out of heaven and went back to the monkey cave. Meanwhile, up in heaven, the Jade Emperor convened an emergency meeting.
Monkey wreaked havoc in hell, and now he's thrown holy horse manure all over heaven. He's on the loose. We've got to stop him.
Okay, so I blew it, said the Gold Star Goddess. So he doesn't like horses. If he needs to feel important, let's give him a real job. Guardian of the Immortal Peaches?
For a moment, they all held their breath. Then Lao Tzu, the great sage, spoke.
The peaches of immortality take 6,000 years to ripen. If something should happen to them, we'll lose our immortality. We'll die.
No matter what the risk, we must keep hold of the monkey's tail, or he'll create chaos.
Monkey became guardian of the immortal peaches.
To protect the precious fruit, he invented his own special insect repellent. This is what he did. He swung from branch to branch, singing so horribly that all the birds and insects fled. Gaw, gaw, gaw! And every day he watched the peaches grow ripe and luscious. And oh, how his mouth watered when he saw those fat, juicy peaches. But he knew that tasting a peach was strictly forbidden. One day, resting among the leaves, he noticed a particularly fat, juicy peach.
It won't kill him if I take one tiny little bite, he thought.
I'll just have one more. And another. And another. And another. Uh-oh. Oh, well. Monkey ate so many peaches, he fell asleep. Meanwhile, in the magnificent palace of the Queen Mother of the West, the Queen Mother herself decided it was an auspicious moment to hold the Peach Banquet of the Immortals, which she held once every 6,000 years. So she sent her waiting maids to pick the fruit.
Oh my, where are the peaches? They cried when they looked at the trees.
Seeing only one peach, and it being on a high branch, they shook the tree. Shh, shh, shh. Down tumbled Monkey.
Begging your pardon, Mr. Monkey, said the maids, but the Queen Mother of the West sent us to pick fruit for her peach banquet, which she holds every 6,000 years, so the immortals can renew their immortality.
A banquet? I love banquets. How many dishes?
Mr. Monkey? Only immortals are invited to the peach banquet. No animals allowed.
So the Monkey King is not good enough for your heavenly crowd.
Monkey, monkey, magic do. Here is a fixing spell for you.
Monkey put a fixing spell on the maids. Then he sneaked into the magnificent palace of the Queen Mother of the West. He came upon huge porcelain pots filled to the brim with bird's nest soup. He drank it all. And there, on a banquet table covered with scarlet brocade, was an exquisite presentation of dainty dim sum. Chashu bao, hagao, shumai, he ate it. There was also roast duck, chow mein, and thousand-year-old eggs. He ate all of it. He grabbed his belly and rolled on the floor in pain. Monkey had an awesome tummy ache. Then he staggered out of heaven and crawled back to the monkey cave with a complete overdose to his lower chakra. Meanwhile, up in heaven, the gods were in uproar.
Monkey ate the immortal peaches!
The immortals will die!
Off the monkey, just off the monkey!
So the Jade Emperor sent down his heavenly guard to capture the Monkey King. They bound Monkey hand and foot, carried him kicking and screaming back to heaven, and placed him in a huge wok.
Monkey stew! Monkey stew! Monkey stew! Shouted the gods.
The Queen Mother of the West put on the lid. The Gold Star Goddess turned up the heat and kept it burning for 49 days and 49 nights. At the end of the 49th night, all the gods and goddesses assembled with their heavenly chopsticks. Mouths watered as the Jade Emperor himself lifted off the lid.
Out sprang Monkey. Hi-ya! Ooh.
He kicked over the banquet table.
sent the heavenly china flying like frisbees. Woo-woo-woo! The gods trampled each other, crying like babies as they fled from the banquet hall. The great heat of the walk had only toughened Monkey's body, and the fire turned his eyes red. You see, Monkey had eaten so many peaches. He himself had become immortal.